Okay, Chaver, we're continuing our study of Halachos of Chatzitza. We basically, yesterday, we covered Se'ifim, Zayin, Ches, and Tes. But we didn't do some of the Lamaisa applications of Se'if Tes, so I just wanted to talk about that very briefly. Basically, what we mentioned yesterday is that with Se'if Tes, there is going to be a kula that these things that we say are a chatzitza is only l'taharis, not l'bayla, but the Shach recommends that you should go back to the mikveh, basically, if it is possible. No, it's efshel litbol, so you should go back to mikveh. That was like the halacha application. But the halacha l'maisa application with regard to scabs. So just not to be too gruesome, but you have to understand what a scab is. When you get a cut, no? So there is a scab. Now, the scab develops afterwards. Now, the scab that develops is comprised of two different parts. There is the dam, and there is the rear, no? The dam is effectively blood, and Shulchan Aruch says that dam, when it's dry, is for sure a chatzitza. There's nothing to talk about, right? That's what it says in Sif Tes. Dam yavesh al hamaka is chatzitz. That the dam is a chatzitza. However, the rear being like the pus, no? Is that the correct definition of rear?
Mucus,
pus, stuff like that, no? It's like yucky. I think that's the official term, right? So the rear is not a chatzitza when it's on the makkah, but if it's yatza harir mitoicha, so it depends whether it's toich gimel yomim or la'achar gimel yomim. Right? In other words, that whatever is right on top of the cut, the rear is not a chatzitza. The dam is a chatzitza. Outside of the makkah, so it depends whether it's toch gimel yamim or la'achar gimel yamim. Lefikach, isha balas chatotim tzricho lochuf b'mayim ad sheis rakichu. Basically, if a woman has lots of cuts, you have to soften them. Right? Now, softening them means the eitzah that they tell you in Kala class is that you soak it in hot water for around 10 minutes. What does the soaking accomplish? So it accomplishes bein le'ingin dam, bein le'ingin rear, a little bit, no? Le'ingin dam it accomplishes, that we mentioned that only dam yavesh is a chatzitza. Once I soak it and the dam becomes dam lach, so then it is not going to be a chatzitza, right? Dam lach is not a chatzitza. Le'ingin rear, once you are soaking it, so even though it's la'acha gimel yomim, once you're soaking it, le'cha'ora, it will then come off. And you can remove the scab. Now the poskim, say that if it's really painful to remove the scabs, so then in these cases, we can be makel, no? And the cha'ura, this is hard to understand, because mamanafshach, if it's considered a chatzitza, so then the fact that it's painful should not give me any kulas. We're going to see later on in Shulchan Aruch, let's say Sif Yud Aleph speaks about if you have an arrow or a thorn that is stuck in you. We call those things splinters, no? Now, I don't know if you know about this, but when you take splinters out, it can hurt. Nachon? That's the mitzias of taking splinters out. So we're not going to say, oh, just because it's going to hurt to get it off, so that is not a chatzitza. L'cha'ora, if I'm makbid, it's a chatzitza. So what difference should it make if it hurts or if it doesn't hurt? Right? So basically we have a stira between what the poskim are saying. In Se'if Tes and the halacha that emerges from Se'if Yud Aleph. What difference does pain make? So let's just give two bits of explanation over here. One bit of explanation is found in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is actually quoted in the Badei HaShulchan over here on this din. That there are different types of scabs. You see, effectively, what a scab can be is it's like this dried blood and pus on top of the maka. And the scab, once it's healed underneath, the scab will come off, no? But basically what happens is you have an injury to your basar. When the basar is injured underneath, there's a scab that is there to protect the basar, right? Or to protect your body, because there's no basar underneath. It's removed. You have a cut. As the basar heals underneath, the scab will eventually come off because there's no more need for the scab. Says the Chazon Ish, a tremendous kula. The Chazon Ish taines that when we say a scab is potentially a chatzitza, kolazeh is if the scab is covering the basar already. Meaning, kolazeh is when it healed to the point that you have basar underneath, and then the real basar is the basar underneath, so then the scab is a chatzitza. But kol zman that it's not yet healed, so the scab is my skin. Right? The halacha of my basar is that my scab is my basar. No? Yechap the Chazon Ish is saying? Meaning, once my wound is healed, so then that scab is a chatzitza. But until my wound is healed, that scab is not a chatzitza, because that scab is my skin. So my skin looks a little bit red. Right? It's skin. Nachon? That's the point that the Chazon Ish is getting at. Memela, we now have a shtickle different understanding of softening it. Because what we're trying to find out is, did the basar underneath heal? No? If the basar underneath is healed, then there's potentially a chatzitza. So by softening it, what I'm trying to do is to see, will it come off? In other words, is there still basar underneath that is healed basar? If it's not going to come off, it's going to be very painful to come off. That means that this itself is the basar. That's the yesod that the Chazon Ish developed, and it's found somewhere in the Badei HaShulchan. I don't remember where. It's found in the Badei HaShulchan over here. I'd have to look around where it is. Like he speaks about this Chazon Ish. What happened to your finger? Uh-huh. So is there rear or dam on top?
It's a puncture wound.
There's scabs.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Is there a scab? Can you be merakichet?
Not yet. I want to get some chatzisa. It's probably lots of them.
Okay.
But if there were stitches, maybe.
Okay, good, good. Everything is nogalamaisa, gentlemen. You realize, like. These are Tamide Chachamim Shemarim Hilchos Chatzisa Ba'atzmam. Okay, fine. So that's basically the yisod of the Chazon Ish, which Reb Feivel argues is also found in the Baal HaMo'ar in his Perush on, or in his Hasagos on the Ravid. So what we're really saying, the yisod HaRishon is that the din of scabs is just a chatzitza only when the skin underneath is healed. Does that?
I have two questions.
We could deal with that. Maybe.
The Messiah says that the scab comes off when the cut's healed.
So, I mean, after the skin is healed, then the scab will eventually come off.
So it remains a little bit, and what we're trying to do is determine whether or not that's okay. Secondly, using Rav Moshe's lundus from the other day, that when it comes to something you daka want there now, even though it will come off later, can we apply that to a scab? Like, you want it to heal, you want it to help heal.
So we'll have to talk about that like in 3 minutes. Hold that. We'll have to discuss that. We'll talk about that in Se'ifyud with the Ratiya. It's the same conversation with the Ratiya. Agabe Hamaka. L'chayra, I want it there now. So why is it a chatzitza? Hold it. Good. So far, so good, gentlemen? Yoni has a question, I will tell you.
There are many scabs that don't actually fall off and kind of just heal over. So would those...
They just heal over, in other words, the scab stays on,
yeah.
And eventually fresh skin develops
yeah.
on top of it, and the scab, what happens to it when the fresh skin develops?
It just heals.
Huh?
No, it kind of just heals.
It just heals, or the scab?
Yeah, you just have a straight cut. And a scab forms on top of that, on the straight cut.
So I think as the skin heals, like all that little stuff will just come off in tiny little balls of like blood.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm not sure. We need doctors.
The biological advantage, that's what they call it.
The biological? Okay, right. So, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But Hayotze, from what we basically have so far, is scabs are a chatzitza. The dam is a chatzitza. The rear, if it is michutz lamakeh, is going to be a chatzitza as well. Ad kan dvarim. Now, what's the difference between the chetz and the scab? How come with the arrow we say even though it hurts you, you have to take it off? And by the scab we say that if it hurts you, there are kulas. Again, there are some Rishayim who are machmir on this. The Taz quotes in the Sar Mikutzi that he'd have his wife stand in front of him, right? Because she was a young girl, he made sure she didn't have any chatzitzes. So the word Rishon removed all scabs. Halacha nice and very painful. We'll say, okay, it can be lenient. But what's the difference? Why should pain matter? So,
see, there's no issue. We learned in the Chukos ideas of seeing your wife.
So the Note of Yehuda in his discussion, the Note of Yehuda brought this as a raya that there's no other mikvah lady around town, so the husband himself can watch the wife be tovelas, and he brought this raya from the Sar Mikutzi. He invoked this thing. That's something that we spoke about in Kuftani Hay in our youth. So there are mahalchim that are formulated over here. In the Sidri Tara, he talks about it. You see, unlike a scab, which is really part of my body, an arrow is not natural to my body, no? Everyone agree to that svara so far? Arrows don't come on my body. So there's more of a svara that the arrow is going to be a chatzitza because it's not part of me. The scab is part of me. That's one svara. Another svara is the svara of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe, that is also quoted in the Bade HaShulchan, that it's Bade HaShulchan, page 28. The Tzemach Tzedek says a svara that a scab is like a different chafza over time, no? The scab that is not yet healed, that chafza, we're going to say, is not a chatzitza. But once it's healed a little bit, that chafza of scab is a chatzitza. The arrow, it's the same chefza no matter what. So the arrow is more of a chatzitza. So when I say that a scab that's painful to remove, it's not a chatzitza, the pshat is because the scab that's painful to remove, that type of chefza is never a chatzitza. But an arrow, by definition, is a chatzitza. Now, we had the svaras of the Zichron Yosef, the way Reb Moshe said the Zichron Yosef. This is what David brought up a few minutes ago, right? The first svar in the Zichron Yosef was that something I can remove at any time is a chatzitza. I could knead dough at any time, therefore the ring is a chatzitza. Over here, it sounds a little bit like that, but a little bit not like that. In other words, I could remove the scab at any time, which is a svar to be chatzitza. On the other hand, when I'm going to remove it, ultimately, we're saying it's a different chefza of a scab. So it's not like I'm removing the same thing later on, no? At the time that I'll remove it, it's going to be a different object. Because we're saying that as it heals, it becomes like a different object. Okay, good. So this is what we wanted to speak about in Se'if Tes. Now, Se'if Yud talks about Eretiyah Sha'ahamaka. Eretiyah is basically ointment that you put on when you have, guys know what like neosporin is, bacitracin, right? Like you get a cut and you put this stuff on and amazing, like eventually it gets better. Great, beautiful. So that's what a ritiyah is. So how come a ritiyah shal gabi hamaka is a chatzitza? L'cha'ora, when you think about it, you want it there, no? And this seems to be so say the Igris Moshe, right, who explained that when I want it, it is not a chatzitza, nachon? So there are two hezberim for why it's a chatzitza. One hezber is found, again, they're both found in the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat and Pei Zayin. One hezber is the Ksav Sefer in his Tshuva and Siman Tzadi Aleph. The Ksav Sefer says that a ritiya is something, and actually, Shlomo pointed this out to us a few minutes ago. When they asked you about the cut on your finger, what did you do? You took it off. And you looked at it. No? The Mitzias is, says the Ksav Sefer, that people with a ritiya are always taking the bandage off, and then they'll put it back on. Why are they taking it off and putting it back on? They're taking it off and putting it back on because it's the type of thing that can be removed at any moment, and therefore, it's for sure not going to be batal to the guf. Because what I'm doing is, right, I have this ritiya, I can take it off. It's different than the, I don't know if it's more similar to the ring, which is a chatzitza that I could take it off at any time, even though I want it here. But I also want to remove it, and the Mitzvah says I'm going to remove it time and time again. The other svara that they say about a ritzit, about a ritiya, that's a chatzitza, is that the what's-his-name has, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Alter Rebbe both have this. It's the Alter Rebbe's on Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and is explained by Tshuva the Tzemach Tzedek over here. They say that Lamaisa, at the very end, you're going to remove it. Now, Reb Feivel points out that if you have something that you will not remove at the very end, if it's always going to stay there and then fall off on its own, so according to the Tzemach Tzedek, or that should not be a chatzitza, the way the Tzemach Tzedek presents it, no? The Be'urim explains over here that the Nafgamina is something that will never, something that will fall off on its own. He has a case of the this woman who had to have some bandage on her back for a few months, then it's going to fall off on its own. So he says that according to the Tzemach Tzedek, it should be mutter. But then Reb Feivel tainas that this should really be mutter according to everybody, based on what the Ramban says with respect to the Gelad Shal Gabi Hamaka. You see, the Ramban maintains that the reason why a Gelad Shal Gabi Hamaka, as opposed to what spreads Michutz Hamaka, the Gelad Shal Gabi Hamaka is not chatitza, is precisely because it will fall off on its own. And the Bible tells us that that Ramban is a yesod in all halachos of chatzitza, which is very much what the Tzemach Tzedek is saying. It's only a chatzitza if I might take it off at some point. But something that I will never take off, it will just fall off, that is not a chatzitza. Based on this, when Bible is mekel, and I think all postum are mekel on dissolving stitches, no? You're never going to take it off. If you'll never take it off, it becomes like a part of you, no? It's going to fall off at some point. The Bible points out that this is also, there's a Rashi in Maseches Shabbos. This is in the Be'urim on page Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah in Mikvaos, in Parakas Mishnah Hey, I think, speaks about how if I have a clay zechuches, if I have a glass keli, so tit, like regular dirt, is not a chatzitza on the clay zechuches. But zephes is chatzitza on the clay zechuches. Rashi is masbir that the tit will come off on its own. Dirt on glass, no? Glass is smooth. The dirt's going to just come off on its own. You rinse it, you put it in the mikvah, it's going to come off. Not a chatzitza. Zephes! Tar! Tar adheres to it. So therefore the tar is a chatzitza. This svara is used by Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank in his Tshuva and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Reb Pesach Frank talks about a woman who Nebuch had a certain skin condition, that her skin was like mamish peeling off on her entire body. And the Shoal is asking, maybe it's a chatzitza because it covers rov hagof. So Rav Pesach Frank says, one second, it's not really rov hagof, because some of the skin already is detached. Some of the skin is attached. The skin that is detached already, of course, is not a chatzitza. The skin that remains attached might be a chatzitza, but since Rashi and Shabbos says anything that will come off on its own, it's almost like, you know how like a snake sheds its skin over time? So, lahavdil, this woman is like a snake, right? Because her skin is going to come off. That's the condition that she has. Her skin is going to come off. Therefore, says Rabbi Meisa Frank, since it comes off on its own, by definition, it's not a chatzitza. Very similar to what the Rashi is saying, and this all works within the hesber of the Tzemach Tzedek. So that's chazer. How come a reti is a chatzitza? Approach one is what we said from Shlomo, that you always take it off at ksav sofer. You always take it off to check. Approach two, it's a chatzitza because you're going to take it off acharei kichlos hakol. Therefore, something that I won't take off acharei kichlos hakol is not a chatzitza. Approach three to why a reti is a chatzitza is found in the Bina Sodom. That's the Heiliger Chochmas Sodom. The Chochmas Sodom writes in his notes at the bottom in the Bina Sodom that a reti is a chatzitza because you don't really want it there. Lemaisa, do you want to cut? Do you want to burn? Do you want this injury that requires you have a retia? Of course not. No one wants that injury, no? Therefore, birtsono, lo hayaba'alai. Right? It's almost like Rashi's definition of melacha she'ena tzericha legufa as amplified by the Ramban in Shabbos Kufvav. No, birtsono, lo hayaba'alai. You don't want it. Says the Chachmas Adam, the Binas Adam, therefore it is a chatzitza, the retia is a chatzitza because I don't want it. But Five O'Coin jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. He asks like a bazillion kashas on this Perush. And one of his kashas is here on page Lamed in the Biurim. He asks many kashas on this Perush. His kasha is from scabs. You don't want the scab. Nonetheless, sometimes it's not a chatzitza. You don't want the injury. In Sif Mem Zayin, we're going to see something about lice. No? Are lice a chatzitza? I've never gotten a shayla, Baruch Hashem. Are lice a chatzitza? Sabya kinem, that's devukim bebasar. V'nidbakim bechozek bebasar. So if eno yachol hasir and eno chotzeitz, if you can remove the kinim, chatzitza. You can't remove them, it's not a chatzitza. According to the Chachmas Adam, should still be a chatzitza, because no one wants lice, correct? You don't want to have lice. If you don't want it, so what difference does it make? According to Chachmas Adam, it should be a chatzitza. Teretz says Reb Feivel, he rejects this Chachmas Adam as out of hand. Now Reb Feivel does give a kula for a retia agabe hamaka. There are two kulas that basically we have for retia agabe hamaka. One is if the retia would fall off on its own. Kula number two for retia agabe hamaka is based on the Gemara that speaks of Hainu Rebise. That same Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches speaks about that the baby that is inside the mother, when the mother is tovelas, the reason it's chatzitza is because the mother completely envelops the baby. It would be a part of it, would it be a chatzitza? Why? Hainu Rebise, because the baby needs mommy in order to grow. The Beishir Dover, the Netziv and the Tshuva Tainas, that if you have a real maka panimi, you have a real internal wound, that it's necessary for your body to continue to grow. Basically, you're like your intestines are going to fall out or something, right? Without the retia, so whatever it is, that's like a gross muscle, but without the retia, like, it's a real mako pnimi, so in that case we could argue hainu rebise. If it's a mako shabbat chutz, again, the question of when do I say hainu rebise, is it only for mamish pekuat nefesh type wounds, not for external wounds? So at least by a pekuach nefesh type wound, we can taina that it is maka, that is hainu rebise, and if it's hainu rebise, so then you can be meko. Again, look at the Badei HaShulchan here on page Lamed Aleph. Good? Yoni!
I didn't totally understand the maka means you, or you need the maka? Because by the baby and the mother.
The baby needs
the mother.
The baby's not going to live without mommy. And if I'm not going to live without this protective device on me, so then we could say, Haina Rabise, it's necessary for me to grow.
But the question there was,
the mommy should be a chatzitza on the baby.
Right.
The retia should be a chatzitza on...
Here, we were asking that maybe the external thing was a chatzitza for the
thing. Here also...
The retia
is like an external thing. Is it a chatzitza on me?
No, I thought we were talking about a retia. We're talking about an internal...
Now, if it's internal... So we'll talk about that in a second. That's like a different cheshben. If it's like all the way inside my body, then for sure it's not a chatzitza for a different reason that we'll talk about. But if I have an external thing, that lule, that external thing, my whole insides will pop out. That's what I meant by it's a little bit gross. Okay. What Yoni was talking about actually gets to a conversation here. If you look in Rebbe Akiva Eger Os Beis, which was found back in Se'if Zayin, Lifluf Sheba'ayin, Lifluf Sheba'chotam, you have dirt in your nose. Is that a chatzitza? No? They tell women to blow their nose before they go to the mikvah, no? Just in case there's any dirt, you want to get rid of the dirt from the nose. Sometimes, without being too gross, there can be dirt that's like really high up in the nose, and if you mamish know how to go digging for gold, you could get it out. Right? Sorry about that. Ellie got a smile. Right? If Ellie gave me a smile for that one. But there are times that you could have dirt that's very far up. So Rebbe Akiva Eger makes a distinction between what is considered a beis hasesarim and what's considered balua. Beis hasesarim requires ro'oi l'biyas mayim. If it requires ro'oi l'biyas mayim, so we said for Moshe Feinstein already, that by definition, there can be a chatzitza, but it's a slightly different type of chatzitza. The chatzitza only if it adheres to the body, right? That's what Moshe said in Simin Tzadichas and Simin Kuf Dalet. Right? Chatzitza by beis hasesarim, if it's adhered, that's a chatzitza. Balua, if it's very deep in, so then zero chatzitza is shayach. Mashal mahadam redoma. Let's say you have a person with a pacemaker. Is that a chatzitza? Right? All the way inside, no? All the way inside. That's what a pacemaker is. Is that a chatzitza? No way! Right? Beis hasesarim, potentially there are chatzitzas. Balua, there's no such thing as chatzitzas. Now, the Gemara Nida has a shayla about whether the Oso Makum Shavigisha is considered Beis HaSasarim or Balua. And the Gemara says that any area that can be Nimala Ayin at times, my teeth, right? Sometimes my teeth are covered, sometimes they're uncovered, no? Any area that sometimes can be Nimala Ayin is Beis HaSasarim. But any area that's so deep up that can never be seen to the naked eye is balua. So anything that is considered balua is by definition not a chatzitza. And this l'cha'ora can lead us in interesting directions. Let's talk about a moch sheba'ozen. Sometimes you have a woman, right, who has tubes in her ears. Actually, if you want to know the expert on these things, you know Rabbi Ari Zatz, who is in our base medrash? His father is an expert doctor on ear tubes. Nachum? T-neck people? What? Oh, Jamaican States people, that's right. Dr. Zatz is supposed to be like the world-class ear tube guy. Basically, what? Dr. Zatz's time is, by the way, if you have tubes in your ears, you could be tugging normally. It like, won't hurt, but some people are scared. Sometimes you have a woman who has like a hole in her eardrum. I remember one time a few years ago, probably 6-7 years ago, because Atara Ha'is was still my Yoetzet Halacha. I'm on vacation in Maine, and I get a call at night, and like my voicemail is set like this: Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, I'm on vacation, like please like go away, something like that. Very nice voicemail. But the voicemail, like sometimes someone keeps on calling, so you take the call because that's really important. So there's a woman who's supposed to go to the mikvah who had like this issue with like her eardrums, and she wanted to know about being toivo. So I didn't have any scrum with me. I'm in Maine. What am I supposed to do? So she said that she remembered some discussion that you should get special earplugs made out of fish skins. Because the Mishnah in Mikvah's Taina is that kosher briyaso min hamayim, it's not a chatzitza. Fish, according to the halacha, come from the water. So therefore, the fish skins is not a water. Some posts can say not fish skins, it means fish oil. Basically, some people try to make special earplugs from fish skins. That, I think, if I remember correctly, when I wrote back there, I got no svarim, but if I remember correctly, I saw a major left at the fish skin thing. So then they told me that there's a Dr. Alan Goldstein. I think he was just Nifter. He was the Rose Doctor. He's a very big Talmud Chacham and a doctor. I think Rav Schechter spoke about him, that you know sometimes people think that that if you're going to go into chinuch, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. You become a doctor, you're just going to be a doctor. This Dr. Goldstein, Mamish Loi Mishnayis every day, he knew more than like all the rabbis. That's what Rav Schechter says. Rav Schechter says he knew more than all the rabbis, that probably means something, right? So Dr. Goldstein said that Rav Soloveitchik was mako on the fish oil. And you take a cotton ball and you dip it in fish oil. You can't just put the cotton ball in the ear. Because when the cotton ball goes in the ear, and then water comes on the cotton ball, the water is going to get on the cotton ball. And if water touches your ear, you're going to have gahakta tzaris, no? That's basically the condition that you have. You can't have water touches. But if you immerse the cotton ball in fish oil, so then the fish oil will connect with the water and it won't be a chatzitza. So that's the eitzah that Dr. Goldstein gave. The motion is true in some inside the first tainos that the Moshe Ba'ozen is not a chatzitza at all, because the Moshe feels that a chatzitza in the base hasesorim is only if it's davuk, only if it's mamish attached. Short of that, it's not a chatzitza. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the book that I have over here, the Shulchan Shlomo, saying that only if the Moed is there for 7 days, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman usually used the shear of 30 days, but since the Moed Sheba Eizem might be Beis HaSesarim, or it is Beis HaSesarim, so therefore, maybe you can rely on 7 days. But then he puts another svara, that a shayach of the eardrum is considered Balua, not Beis HaSesarim, no? They quote from the Chazon Ish. Chazonish had a suffix. Maybe, can you see the eardrum? I think the doctor can see your eardrum. When they stick that thing in your ear to look inside, I think they're actually looking at your eardrum, no? So it is possible to see it with great difficulty with that too. So, Yesha Ayin, is that considered Balua or based as a sermon? You can't see it under normal conditions. So, Lamaisa, the Moed Sheba Eizen, is a very serious question. But Moshe had his kula because it's not davuk. In cases like this, we do usually recommend going to the mikvah, but again, we have that eitzah of the fish oil, which is probably a very good eitzah. Other cases of what's considered balua versus what's considered beis hasesarim, one form of birth control that's now used by a number of people is called the Nuva ring. You see, when you take birth control pills, you run the risk of missing the pill for a day or two. And if you miss the pill for a day or two, you're going to get your period. No? That's what happens. But the pill is like artificially preventing your period from coming. So you could have this Nuva ring that prevents human error because it's inside the vagina. And it gives off some of the hormones and it's wonderful. But what about a Nuva ring in terms of... Did we speak about Nuva ring already this year? No? Okay. So about Nuva ring in terms of bedikos. How deep in does a Nuva ring go? So in the tshuva of Reb Nachum Rabinowitz Shlita, the Rashi of Malaya Dumim, in his Siach Nachum, he maintains that a Nuva ring does not have to be removed from bedikos because it's deeper in than where you do bedikos if it's worn properly. Do you have to remove it for tevila? So he's not sure. He recommends removing it for tevila if you can. One could argue that Hasvara no senes, that maybe you don't even have to remove the nuvaring for Tevila. Because if it's really deep in, so one could argue where it is considered Bamoa, not Besa Susarim, and therefore it doesn't need Bias Mayim at all, it doesn't need anything. Right? If a woman has an IUD, an IUD is a device that's inside the uterus. So usually there's like a string that comes out, because what goes in can only come out if you pull it. Right? That's like the sort of... So you have a string by the IUD. The IUD itself is Balua. If it's Balua, it cannot present any issue whatsoever by Chatzitza. However, right, the string is also not a problem, because the string is not attached to anything. The string just hangs there. So, L'cha'ora, the IUD is going to be balua, that won't be a problem. This discussion as to what is considered balua and what is considered beis hasesarin is a very important discussion, because even though balua, even though beis hasesarin requires bias mayim, balua does not require bias mayim. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow I want to just speak about sif chafein's kafav, then we'll talk about nails, and we should have a mincha, gentlemen. If we hurry up, I think we can make mincha. Let's go.